Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, I have my lovely co-host, Jessica Park, in the studio. Welcome, Jessica.
Hello. We sound so professional with Krista introducing us.
I know. We went a year and a half, and I was too lazy to make an intro. I make all the intros for everyone.
Yeah,
everyone
she has that
shows.
Sassy voice, too. It's very nice.
Exactly. So, I was like, checking, how's little Ruby doing?
Oh, she's amazing.
Is she crawling yet?
She's not crawling. She's so close. She's really close to doing a lot of things. I'm kind of terrified.
Like every time I get on my Instagram, I feel like it's like a baby modeling session. She's like propped up or wearing her sunglasses.
I know. It's ridiculous. She does not mind at all. It's
exactly.
Funny.
Well, we need to have her. She's our mascot. We need to have her on the air one day. So
Yeah. She'll just bang on stuff right now. But
sounds good. So we have another great show that you've put together for us. Who do we have in the studio with us today?
Today we have Sophia Chen. She's the social media manager for Plan Your Meetings. And we also have Christy Sanders, the VP of Creative with Plan Your Meetings. And she also has a lot of other things going on. So there's plenty to talk about.
Awesome. Well, ladies, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having us.
So tell us a little bit about what is Plan Your Meetings?
Sure. So Plan Your Meetings was developed because in the recession of the 90s, meeting planning departments were being eliminated. But meetings were still happening, and hotels and CVBs and other vendors weren't quite sure how to find the people who were planning the meetings because they weren't called meeting planners. There weren't necessarily meeting planning certificates you could graduate from college with. And so we developed Plan Your Meetings to actually identify who those people were and to educate them and to empower them and to bring them in conversation with senior level planners. So that together we can be kind of cross-mentoring each other and moving the industry forward.
So how long have you guys been around?
20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, next year will be our 20th volume. So
when this was created, you guys were just so forward-thinking to say, this is a gap appearing in the industry. People don't have money to have hire staff just to plan meetings on staff anymore. So we're going to fill that gap. We're going to connect the dots, and we're going to solve this problem.
Yeah, and actually, we researched it for 2 years before the first publication even came out because we needed to see if there was an actual need because there were really great publications that were already in existence. And so, what's interesting is that we still kind of fly under the radar. The group that we service are still our core people who come on as an executive assistant or the assistant to the vice president or a marketing associate. And without any kind of training, they're tasked with these really important business objectives.
Yeah.
And so part of the challenge is teaching them how to look at things strategically and how to measure the ROI and how to communicate that to C-level suite. And I think that helps everybody. So,
well, definitely. I can see also this does get tasked on someone. They put them on the low man on the totem pole. They're like, all right, and you're in charge of this event. So the person's doing their day-to-day, and then the event sort of falls on the wayside. So you guys really help with that.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, what's nice is that because we also have such a large social media presence, we really started in 2006 to make a digital pivot. So we had started off as a regional publication and we became a national publication in 2003. And by 2006, we had started to put less emphasis on the print channels and more emphasis on the content that we were publishing online. And different ways of
thinking
and different ways of connecting with people. And so in 2008, we realized that big trade shows were kind of a liability because the pressure to have one event and bring in all of your partners and try and find enough people that are qualified to have the kind of floor traffic that you needed was a losing proposition. Like nobody was happy with those. In contrast, though, we would have these little shows that would be in Texas or other smaller cities. And people loved them. They were intimate. We didn't have a lot of exhibiting partners. We had small groups of people who were meeting planners. And being able to bring them together, they felt like it was kind of a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And the ones who did belong to associations kind of felt like, wow, you know, I don't have to know anybody in the room. Like I can come and I just feel welcome.
It's
homey. So, or in Amsterdam, they would say gezellig. So we made a pivot and we got rid of our expos. And so all of our shows became the PYM Live format, which are little half-day shows. And they take place all across the country. And it's no more than 100 people. So we keep it small. And that way there's at least like a one-to-one ratio. And so this year, our events are ISIS approved and all of our educational content CIC accredited. Reviewed. Yeah, so you can come and you don't have to take too much time off of work and go back to your office with practical skills that you can use now. And, you know, if you want to become accredited and you know, increase your stature that way, you can, you have the tools mm-hmm. to start building on that. Plus you have lots of great contacts from CVBs and hotels and things that you met along the way.
Well, I love that right there, the entrepreneurial sort of spirit to pivot on your original idea. And now you guys have more business than you know what to do with, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting. What we like to do is we like to listen. I mean, basically that's kind of our business strategy is this working for the partners? Is this working for our meeting planners? Is this working for us? And if the answer is no, or if it's like, yeah, but then we adjust it. So every single show, even though the philosophy behind the show is the same, it's slightly different depending on the market and depending on what worked and what didn't work in the show before. So we're constantly evolving.
And it sounds like when you evolve, you're making a win-win for everyone involved.
We try to, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, for example, a couple of years ago, when people started really looking at their bottom line and business travel was being eliminated, it was difficult for partners to say, I want to go to all these different trade shows. So they had to make some tough choices. So what we started doing was we created an ROI department where we could say, okay, we're going to, because you need to be able to go back to your offices with really, really hard line, this is the kind of business that I got from partnership with Plan Your Meetings. I spent the whole year actually kind of figuring out this program and refining it so that when it came time for renewal, we could say, okay, these are the people who booked with you. This is the amount of money it goes back into your, you know, company.
Wow. Yeah.
And these are the other connections that you made, and these are the leads that we gave you. And so that was kind of the beginning of the ROI and a lead generation program. So now we've got lead generation programs.
That's huge right there. Just having those analytics, too, that's a lot better than going in saying, well, I handed out this many stress balls, so we'll see what the bigger expos, what they do.
And I think, you know, and I think the secret to plan your meetings is sustainability is kind of our buzzword. And that's, you know, from the sales staff trying to figure out what is it you're trying to achieve? How much money do you want to spend? What kind of planners are you looking for? And then we do that, and then we create targeted marketing programs for them that address those needs. Okay, well, if you want this kind of planner, you need to be in these cities. Or if you really need this, then maybe what we do is we do 80 hours of telemarketing for you and clean up these lists. And then, you know, we can do that. Or, you know, for some CVBs, like, for example, the Dunwoody CVB, they really wanted to have a client appreciation event, and we typically do two events in Atlanta. So instead of doing two PYM Live Atlantas, we're going to do PYM Live Dunwoody in September. And so it'll be their appreciation event, and the GMIC is going to be partnering with us for that. And so they'll be providing sustainable education. And so we're all about partnerships and things like that.
Well, walk me through some customer engagement. Someone comes to you, they want to do one of these live events. How does that work?
Sure. So we figure out a calendar date that works, what their objectives are, you know, what their profile for planners are, if they have existing lists that they have of customers, for example. So we can, like, for example, Raleigh came in and they had a list of, I think, gosh, like 8,000 people or something, and they hadn't called them in 3 years. So we were able to blow through that list and let them know what names were still good, what names were bad.
Wow.
And
that's
really
helpful.
Yeah. And so it helps us too, because then those people become part of our program.
Yeah.
So they become, you know, more people that we can educate and we can empower and we can inspire to do really cool things.
So very do any sort of matchmaking? Is that part of it as well? When you find events that need planners, you match them up with the appropriate planner?
Yeah. So we do have like a request for information on the website. And so people say, hey, I need help with this, or I need ideas for training, or I need a venue in Colorado.
Yeah.
And so we'll match make them that way too.
Nice.
That's huge. Well, let's talk social media here. We got Sophie in the studio. She's been sitting there patiently laughing at all my bad jokes.
No.
But let's talk social media. What are you doing over there, and what kind of social media problems are you attacking?
Well, it goes back to engagement. And so if anyone has any little, any questions or tidbits of information, we like to share any kind of new technology, or we really like to be the meeting planner's best friends there, you know, just to...
Definitely. Are you just sharing best practices there in social media? Because I know a lot of events now, like live tweeting has mm-hmm. become a huge part of that, and people don't know how to really attack that animal. Everyone has a different way they do it.
Right. I mean, it goes back to you know, as simple as using a hashtag or creating a hashtag, and, you know, before anyone else does for you, and kind of controlling that aspect of your event and the pre-marketing aspect as well as the post-marketing, and, you know, really keeping in touch with the contacts that you meet through these events too.
Definitely.
Yeah, the follow-up is huge. If you want to have a successful event, you have to follow up afterwards. Absolutely. And people, that always falls to the side a bit after the events.
We've spent the past 3 years, the real focus has been on creating a 365-day community. Mm-hmm. So we can kind of roll into events. And what Sophia started off doing is when she first came on board, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Congratulations. So,
so she would give me little reports, and she would look at the Facebook engagement stats, and she'd look at the Twitter engagement stats. And as different channels came on, like Vine and Instagram and YouTube and things like that, we would sit down and we would analyze what worked, what didn't work, and we give them more of what worked. And so every time Facebook changed their algorithm, it was just a matter of seeing, okay, what works to what didn't work. And sometimes on a daily basis, okay, well, this tanked. Okay, let's try this at a different time. And if not, we'll abandon it. And we'll, so, you know, now when we're on the road, Sophia is only really able to come to our Atlanta shows, but I travel with all of them. And so I'm at PYM Live and she's at Plan Your Meetings. And so just by following the hashtag, we can kind of relay and volley off of each other. So even if she's not physically with me, we can still kind of tag team the coverage.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you guys have your own little test lab, it sounds like. So you're like, when a client comes to you, it's like, well, what should I do here? Well, I tried this and it did not work at all. So you might not want to do that. So I don't know.
Kevin and I actually did that at Eventoract.
Yes,
with all
did.
Of our interviews. He and I were both live tweeting and I was at home.
Oh, nice.
With my baby.
Exactly.
And he was at the event.
I was at the event. So it was fun. The food was good. So that's how I judge it. That's how I judge events. So, but no, I mean, it really is important. I was talking to someone the other day and they were talking about hashtags, and I talked about what they know, and I looked over at their hashtags and it was like, hashtag I did this last year, and it was like the longest hashtag ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. But they do. I think they might hold the record for having the most original hashtags, and they're the only person that's used that hashtag ever.
Well, see, and that's the thing. And, you know, hashtags evolved as they first were just a keyword of people being able to connect with each other. And then it became kind of an ironic commentary, a little snot. Like, instead of an emoticon, this is my, you know,
the
fail.
The skit
my
with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake is the funniest thing ever.
Oh, gosh, I haven't seen that.
Because my husband, I mean, he doesn't hashtag, he doesn't tweet, he doesn't Facebook. So when he is talking about our baby and he's using the hashtag thing, he's like, hashtag cutest baby ever, hashtag. It just cracks me up.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, as long as you have a hashtag, you can actually collate all sorts of different content. And so, you know, it's not important for you to necessarily know exactly what you're going to do with all the content right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to have a strategy. But for example, I just came back from the GMIC Sustainable Meetings Conference in San Francisco, and I was the virtual moderator and social media moderator as well. And so what I did is we had a document on Google Docs. And so people could take live notes. And then while they were tweeting, I would then use a Storify recap every day to collect that content. And then we would broadcast everything via YouTube Live or Hangouts on Air. And then that all went into a playlist on the Plan Your Meetings YouTube channel. And so they've got tons of content. And so after our post-event call, they have a marketing, you know, arm for the association. And I was like, this is all you need to do. You can drip out, you know, you can re-edit these videos. You can cut them down to little segments. Yeah. You can write blog posts about every single thing. You've got a whole year of content right there.
See, that's huge right there. And content is king right now. And a lot of that's the problem a lot of companies are trying to tackle right now, is creating original content. And the fact that you can create that in one day, and I mean, we do it here in the studio all the time. People come on for 20, 30 minutes and it's months worth of content when they transcribe it and they go use it that way. But content is really king, and people are trying to figure out this algorithm to figure out how to create new content, and it's already here. You guys are doing it.
That's great.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is if you have an audience, they're creating content. So what are they saying? They're creating content when they tweet about you. They're creating content when they post reviews on Google+ or on Facebook or wherever they post it. And so, you know, our content for the online planyourmeetings.com, that's all user generated. We don't hire journalists to report on the meetings industry. We actually meet people at an event and they go, oh my gosh, I tried this out and it worked. I was like, great, you want to write about it? And they go, sure. So all of our content's written by meeting practitioners. So the advice and the best practices are from people who have been in the industry
that
for 20, 30
work.
Years.
That's yeah. like crazy. That's
brilliant.
Weird.
Right.
That's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, amazing case studies, you know, I mean, from AV to room set design. And, you know, we have a really cool corner with Monthly Morsel by Claire Gold. And she does all of the...
you can learn
meeting,
about...
yeah, meeting planning, pet peeves, and...
yeah, all the people who are trying to rip her off in catering and F&B charges.
Yeah,
and so.
Yeah. There's a lot of that to be said. And you could... do you say it all, like, anonymously?
No, she says it... she's been saying
she's
that actually since
it?
2006. Like,
wow.
every
yeah.
month she's been...
share
really,
her scar tissue, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
That's why I love it. It just... I mean, it's pretty... you know, it's not sugar-coated or covered up. It's just saying yeah. it like how it is. And some people may disagree, but I mean,
yeah,
it's just an experience.
And so. That's what the live events are for. And we also do town halls where we can actually bring people together where they can talk in honest dialogue about things that they're not really allowed to say to each other face to face. Like the contract negotiation sessions have been wildly controversial.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
And
bet.
So, but what's nice is being able to then say, well, you know what? It's a two-sided street, and there are certain things that planners shouldn't be doing. So why don't you yeah. get up and here's a microphone and you talk about it? And mm-hmm. they do. And it's really lovely. And some people are, you know, anonymous. Like we have an annual publication we put together, our award-winning augmented reality enhanced publication. And so I was just laying out a story yesterday that was basically an interview with this guy who had a death while he was on site.
Oh man.
And so he had tips for what happens if someone, God forbid, dies at your conference, but he didn't want to go on the record because that's so
personal.
It's so personal. And so, but they're really phenomenal tips. And so that's the kind of content that we love to bring because it's actionable and you can go back and you can actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when people take like a 10,000 foot approach to a subject. We only have so much time.
Yeah.
So tell me why it's relevant. And tell me why I should care.
Give me the bullet points.
And then tell me what I can do with it. And so that's what the goal of all of our content, all of our education is.
Well, and that's good. I mean, I would never think of that as even a talking point or a problem point if someone died at my conference. I wouldn't. You don't. It doesn't even cross your mind, but that's a
then
huge thing.
Then it happens
thing.
And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, no. But if somebody has a peanut allergy and they accidentally get something from a buffet, if they can die. If somebody has an asthma attack and they can't get help, they can die. If somebody falls off a stair because they're too drunk, they can die. Like, there's a guy
not
who fell
morbid
off.
And
who's liable when that happens?
Yeah. That's why you need your insurance. And so we write about that too. So there are all different elements. I mean, a meeting, an event planner wears a lot of different hats. There are so many little details that go into planning and risk management.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason why I think meeting planners are number six in the most stressful jobs.
Number two.
Number one.
Oh gosh.
Number one or two. It makes the list every year. And I mean, they have a right reason to be. So.
It's because meeting planners have to live in chaos. You have to be comfortable and live in chaos. Because if it can't go wrong, it's probably going to go wrong. And you have to be able to, again, pivot and roll with it there. But you guys sound like you're meeting planners like best friend right there. You're getting them work. You're giving them advice. It's like a fun, safe place for them to go and just sort of live.
Yeah, we kind of think of the live events as being a mobile laboratory. Like, so for example, the education may be centered on contract negotiations and food and beverage, but we also have an app that is dramatically different from other conference apps in that it's based on people and social and networking. So when you open it up, it gives you a list of everyone who's there in order of how much they have in common with you. And it creates like conversation groups so you can meet people and you can add them to your LinkedIn instead of just starting with your agenda. So they can play with that. And then for the trade show portion, it's all reverse speed networking trade show. So they can see what that format is like.
What is that format like?
It's kind of like musical chairs.
Uh-huh.
But everybody gets it. Like our partners are the ones who rotate and the planners are seated at a table. So there may be like between one and four planners per table. And then all of our exhibiting partners spend, you know, 3 to 4 minutes with each table, kind of seeing what their needs are and seeing if there's a match. And mm-hmm. then there's time at the end to follow up.
That's great.
And they get a list afterwards. But that way, they don't just stand at a booth for 8 hours and try and stare down people who are trying to avoid making eye contact.
So yeah, you're facilitating all these events and creating. It's got to be so much fun because it's such a small space that you can really experiment and do cool things like this where you can't do them in a bigger expo.
Exactly. And so, you know, all of our events are in one room. But this year, one of the things we've been playing with has been Beacon Technology. And so beacons, basically, they emit a frequency. They work off of RFID/NFC, or they operate off of Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. And so what you can do is you have you tie it to a zone on an online dashboard, and then you load it with content. So, for example, anything that you can have on a website, a video, a fill-in form, you know, rotating quotes, anything you can build in HTML, you can tie to a beacon.
Okay.
So as somebody walks by, they can get like a PDF, or they can see a video, or they can do whatever. And so while it does that, it also tracks your movements. But the thing with the beacon, though, is if it's just on its own, it can't tell the organizer who you are. It just tells them how many interactions it happened. So you can still give your sponsors and your exhibitors good
some
feedback,
analytics,
but you don't know who they are. What we've been experimenting with is we've been tying it to an event app. So they don't have to download something in addition. It's already
And they've already plugged all their information into your app.
They've already plugged all the information into the app. So now when I get my analytics, I can be like, oh, Wendy went into the bar area and never came back.
Yeah.
You know, and then so she came back out for the door prizes, but she drank for the next, you know, for 3 hours. Or like person. I mean,
that's a big thing, though. You don't want to invite those kind of people. You want the people that are going to get something out of it and actually move through.
Yeah. And so you can see, okay, Bob not only hit all the beacons, but he did it like 2 or 3 times. So he was really interested in the content.
And Bob, Sally, and Jim all were at this beacon for about 45 minutes. So you guys are killing it.
And this beacon was by this exhibitor. And so, we beta test a lot of new technology for event technology companies because I'm very techno savvy, so I give them a lot of feedback. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, this this worked during the demo, and then it didn't work when we were trying to use it for the session, so you may want to figure out why that is. Because we've been playing with, you know, apps that turn your phone into microphones for Q&As and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we would be interested in that.
Definitely.
Crowd mics. And so,
we've heard mixed reviews about crowd mics.
Yeah.
So.
Great people. Yeah. Absolutely great people. It's a little buggy. And so if you're going to be using it, you kind of have to have your own Wi-Fi network that's secure. Because and then you also want to have a speaker's device that's dedicated to it. Because if you close it, you have to restart the event over and over again.
Oh, man.
So that's, so I use so many different apps during an event. It's difficult. I can't have a dedicated device for it. So I'm not the best HIS case for it, but I do tell them, so they can adjust things and they can be tweaking things.
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you guys tried radio in your booth yet?
Well, we don't really have a booth, but we
Your events.
Oh, yeah. Well, we actually, for the 2013 PYM Live events, every single educational session was broadcast live via Google HOA.
That's awesome.
So you can go on if you missed our events last year and see all the panel discussions, and they were different in every city.
Really rich educational stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right, we've got two webinars next week, one about social media and one about creating one-on-one meeting environments. So if you are interested in matchmaking formats and things like that.
Definitely.
The social media safari is going to be exciting.
That's going to be exciting too.
That sounds cool right there, social media safari, the alliteration.
And I'm actually doing a session on contract negotiations beyond the basics, kind of using the 4 presentations that our planners have done in different cities for a group in San Marcos for a client appreciation event. And I'm toying with maybe doing it as a live broadcast. I'll make up
your
my mind.
Your guys' job
tomorrow.
Just sounds so boring. It just sounds like
Chrissy needs a clone of her so she could do many things.
It sounds like it. Yeah,
I need to delegate. I mean, be like, okay, well, because that's the difficult thing. It's like I'm one of the idea people. So, so what's nice is being able to find people like Sophia, where after a training period, where you'd be okay, what works, what doesn't work. Now, she just has such a great instinct about how to communicate with the community and what kind of content they want.
Telepathy going on.
Yeah, telepathy, and she answers my text messages. So I don't have to, I think that's key, and I think that's something that a lot of meeting planners struggle with, because when you're detail oriented, you also tend to be very type A and a bit of a control freak. And so you really need to be able to set people up that you work with to succeed.
Yeah.
And so what you need to do is you just need to give them constant feedback until they don't have to think about it. It's like when you're learning how to play softball or something,
ride a bike,
or golf.
Anything.
You don't have to think about it. You like, you know, when something feels weird and you can call it out and you can, you know, or somebody
tweak
can be like,
it.
Yeah, or, you know what? You're not really following through. Just make sure you follow through and they'll be great. And be like, yeah. Oh, great. So that's, I think that's key. And so that's why I love kind of like I kidnapped Sophia for a while and I'm glad she's going back to school, but she dropped out of school to work for us for a while. So.
Who wouldn't? It sounds like a fun job.
I know, right? I mean, you just learn so much.
You're going to school to get an awesome job, and if you already have the awesome job, why would you?
Right?
I don't.
I mean, it only made sense to me.
How'd your parents feel about that?
No. They loved it.
That's
you
awesome.
Know, I really enjoyed being with Plan Your Meetings, and we have Encore and Posh as well. So we have a lot of diversity here in Atlanta. We have the meeting planner side, and then we have the arts and theater side that we love too. So, I mean, just we just have a lot of fun with.
I'm jealous right now.
With both sides of our brains right now.
Well, coming back to we do trade shows. We did the Eventoract. We broadcasted live from Eventoract. But there's a lot of what you said that we could use in our live broadcasting, you know, just social media and keep, you know, the forward thinking on the technology and stuff. So we'd love to talk to you a bit more about that.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. And you can actually, all of the broadcasts that you've done are blog posts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, 3 to 4 blog posts. You know, if you just go start going through your archives.
Oh my gosh, we've got so many interviews.
So much content.
We don't even know what to do with it. There's so much.
Well, what's nice is that they have a bunch of sites where you can outsource it and you can send it out to be transcribed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do that with some of our clients.
Yeah, and so you do that, and when it comes back, then you can just pull out little highlighted things and use it as quotes.
It's perfect right there. So what are the events you guys have coming up, and what's next over 2014 for you guys?
Yeah, so we have PYM. It's going to be in Raleigh. It's a client appreciation event for the Greater Raleigh CVB, or Visit Raleigh, actually, I should say. And that'll be June 26th. And then July 24th, we'll be at the Smith & Walensky in downtown Washington, D.C. For PYM Live D.C. And then August 7th, we'll be at the Omni Berkshire in New York City for PYM Live New York. And then August, I think it's the 24th or the 27th. I don't really remember. But it's in Dallas. And that's going to be a cool event. It's a split event.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be at White Space Dallas, which is a very creative kind of brain thinkery environment. And then we go to the Belo Mansion for wine tastings and reception.
Tough job, I know.
Yeah. And then someone's September 11th, PYM Live Dunwoody. So back in the perimeter area of Atlanta. And then in October... the exact date escapes me. I think it's around like the 13th or 20th. And that'll be Denver.
Right.
And then November 20th will be in Houston. And that's the end for the 2014 events. And then we go into 2015.
Wow.
Wow. You're not busy at all, are you?
No. Well, we'd love to have you come back before the Dunwoody one so we can
absolutely.
Tell people about
Dunwoody
that.
Dunwoody Chamber in here all the time.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And also, you know, we've got some friends in Chicago, Dahlia Elgazar, who's with Meeting Pool. And I don't know
We're in Chicago right now.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
We broadcast live from Chicago as well.
Oh, perfect.
So,
I know one of her reps was at Eventrax. I don't know if you guys met Tess at all, but she and Dahlia are starting kind of a wine and apps for meeting planners.
Okay.
So I believe they'll be at Vino Venue, and their first one's going to be in July. And so that might be something that PYM Live partners with them on, because we want to do like some smaller social things, because we have a whole army of all-stars, and a lot of them are based in Atlanta.
Army of all-stars.
Yeah, and so it'd be fun to be able to kind of get people together informally, and it's too difficult to try and do a big production.
We're trying to set up like happy hour, right?
Like an happy hour.
just kind of get together somewhere for an hour and have drinks
and
talk about fun apps. And such,
Yeah, and so that's what Dahlia does in Chicago, and she's done it for years. And so at Vino Venue, which is this really cool place in Dunwoody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've had them on. I've interviewed them. It's a really cool place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so they mentioned, this lady was just in talking about the wine apps. Like, I'm like, I hope she's not ripping off Dahlia's idea. And it turns out it's Tess, and they work together for Meeting Pool. So
good.
I was like, awesome.
She's like, I don't have to go beat her up. So.
No.
Well, tell us about Posh Deals. Tell us a little bit about Posh Deals.
Oh, sure. So before you go out in Atlanta, you want to go to poshdeals.com, and it's Posh Deals with a Z. And so basically, you know, we've got we produce the show programs for the Fox Theater and for the Alliance and the Opera and the Symphony. And Posh Deals is a place where we are able to sell half-price theater tickets along with dining restaurant trade coupons and the occasional hotel room and things like that. So,
wow.
You know, because when we work with Plan Your Meeting, sometimes there's a hotel that may want to give us a couple of rooms that mm-hmm. we can resell or... you know, there are
botanical garden tickets too.
Yeah, botanical garden tickets, Moda, mm-hmm. The High Museum. You know, and if there are people who are working for smaller theaters, you know, like Actors Express or Theatrical Outfit, they may not be able to afford like a full page rate to go into the Fox Theater program.
Yeah,
so they'll pay us partially in tickets. So it's kind of like it's a place where you can go to find a lot of like we just put up a ton of theater tickets. Because all the seasons are about to start up. Mm-hmm, so, you know, if you want to see Sarin B, they've got three shows that are really awesome that start up. They started last weekend. And so you can get a whole season pass for $30.
Wow.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you're looking for a lot of shows are only $10 or, you know, you can get two tickets to the Botanical Gardens plus like $50 restaurant card. So it's
like Davio's. It's
Davio's really, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a hero with my fiance now.
Yeah.
Perfect so, date night choices.
Yeah. So that's Posh Deals. And then Encore Atlanta is, like I said, it's the show program. And we also exist online. We have a social audience that's almost as large as Plan Your Meetings. So Plan Your Meetings, we reach about 80,000 people through social. And Encore, we reach probably about 45,000.
Our Atlantans.
And so I recently started a monthly talk show called The Power of Performance on the Encore Atlanta Vids channel for YouTube. And I interview people who have shows that are opening up or just interviewed Helen Pickett for the Atlanta Ballet before Mayhem opened.
I just saw Mayhem. It was really good.
Yeah. So I talked to the woman who choreographed the piece that had some spoken words in it.
Okay. That was the one with, I think, that was the more modern one.
Yeah, where the Exiled.
Hell or something like that. Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah. And so next Wednesday, I'll be having it. So like I have webinars for PYM on Tuesday and Thursday. And on Wednesday, I'm having a pajama party with the founders of the Weird Sisters Theater Project. And so it's going to be the three of them and me. And I'm going to put my hair in ponytails or maybe curlers. And we'll all be in our PJs and we'll be talking about theater.
Sounds
lots
awesome.
Of photo ops, I'm sure.
I love it.
Fun.
We need to rethink our careers, Jessica.
I know. I'm in the wrong side of the meeting. You don't think of meeting planning as being so much fun. So I love that. So. I love it.
Well, how do our listeners reach out, contact all these different things, give all your coordinates for everything?
Yeah. So planyourmeetings.com. That's our website.
Simple.
Yeah, it's simple. And then to subscribe, it's planyourmeetings.com/subscribe.
If you want to look at the meeting or the events coming up, it's /events.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty.
Try and keep it simple. And and so, you know, memberships are free. And basically, you know, it gives
memberships
you...
Memberships are free.
Yeah, I mean, because basically it's our partners mm-hmm. And the marketing programs that they come in with us on that help to subsidize the education for the meeting planners. So the events, depending on what they are, if it's a client appreciation event, it's free. If it's a regular event, we try to open up early bird tickets that are $10 and then they become $30 if you're last minute. But so, yeah, it's and then on Twitter, we're Plan Your Meetings, but it's a YR. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're also I'm PYM Live.
We have Instagram.
YouTube/Google+. Yeah.
It's probably all you can navigate all through your website to all those different channels.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And so, because it's like plus.google.com/plus Plan Your Meetings. And we're on Pinterest. I mean, basically anywhere.
Fine.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, God.
Anywhere that you can gather and share information, we're there.
Awesome. We haven't gotten on Snapchat yet.
I don't see the point.
There's
for Snapchat.
No point. That's a flirting dating app.
It's a flirting dating app, and like unless we're gonna publish naked pictures of event binders, I don't think that's really that.
Sexy.
I don't think so. And they're in some hot water anyway, since all the pictures that are supposedly disappeared are still out there.
Like here's my BEO. Yeah.
Although the hey girl, the Ryan Gosling memes are
those are
that might work.
Yeah, so that was. Patty Schock, who recently retired, and she's been inducted into the Meeting Planners Hall of Fame. And she was with the University of Las Vegas for a very long time, and she started up the hospitality school, I think, at GSU. But she sent something on Facebook that I thought was so funny. And it was a Ryan Gosling, like, hey, I've rent profs girl.
Yeah.
So Sophia and I met for coffee. We met for coffee one morning, and I was like, I want you to make this, but I don't know how to operate the beam generator. So I'm going to give you a bunch of one-liners that are event prop specific. And so she had like 20 of them. And so every once in a while, she'll roll one out and just like.
I mean, there's an app now where you can get the, hey, girl, Ryan Gosling picture. Right. And just pop
yeah.
It
no, I know she has that. So I gave her a bunch of like meeting planner specific ones. And so every once in a while, she'll publish them on our Facebook channel or Pinterest and Instagram. And so Dahlia just sent me some earrings of Ryan Gosling heads because she loves that meme so much.
It's such a great meme.
Yeah. And, if you want to follow our conversations, you could follow it with YayPYM hashtag.
Yeah. YAYPYM because it's fun to say.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for being on. It's been a fun show.
Yeah, no problem. We had a great time, too.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park, our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.